بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، My dear brothers and sisters, I am really only in this Fajr reminder, I am merely narrating for you a beautiful story that somebody sent me. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the people concerned in that story and enable us also to benefit from the scholars in the way that these people benefited. Now, the story is from, it came to me from somebody in Australia. It's a story narrated by Sheikh Ammar al-Shukri, Hafizullah. He says that after having the amazing experience of praying the Salat al-Khusuf, the eclipse prayer in the Haram, I took a few of the brothers from our, they have a group called Blessed Voyage Umrah Group. He said, I took some of the brothers from our group with me to sit in the class of Sheikh Abdullah al-Shinqiti, Hafizahullah. He is one of the famous scholars of Medina. He used to teach, I don't know if he's still teaching there or not, but he used to teach at the Islamic University, Jamia Islamia in Madina Munawwara. He said, I took them to sit in the class of Sheikh Abdullah al-Shaqiti, Hafizahullah, a master of tafsir and usul of fiqh. Now, in his class, he mentioned in passing that the root causes of entering hellfire of Jahannam are four, and the root causes of entering Jannah are four. Now, Ammar al-Shukri, Hafizahullah, Shaykh, says, I waited for him to clarify, but he didn't. And he went on to a different topic. So, during the Q&A session, I asked him to clarify what he meant by the roots being four. And he said, they don't need clarification. So, he held up his fingers to count, and he said, read from Ma salakakum fi saqar, what causes you to be in the saqar, in Surah Mudassir. So, Ammar al-Shukri, Hafizullah, I said, we were not of those who prayed. Lam yakum min al-musallin. We were not of those who prayed. So, Sheikh Shingit said, he held up one finger, he said, that is one. That's one cause. And then I said, and we did not feed the poor. He said, that is two. Then he said, I said, we used to indulge with those who indulged, meaning doing things which are prohibited. Sheikh Shinkiti said, that is three. And the fourth one, he said, and we used to deny the day of resurrection, belie or deny the day of resurrection, he said, four. And then he said, now for the roots of entering Jannah. He said, read from Qad Aflaha al-Mu'minun. So, so he said, I started reading. He said, Qad Aflaha al-Mu'minun, the believers are successful. He said, that is one. Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashiyun, they are those who are mindful, they are khushu in salat. He said, that is true. And the third one, he said, and those who avoid useless talk, vain talk, he said, that is three. And he said, then I said, those who pay their zakat, he said, that is four. And then he said, and notice, ayah, and they pay their zakat, is in contrast to, and we did not feed the poor. He said, the second one, and the ayah, and those who avoid useless talk, is in contrast to the ayah which says, and we and those who avoid useless talk is in contrast to, and we used to indulge with those who indulge. And he said, the third thing, and those who are mindful in their prayers, he said, this is in contrast to, we were not of those who prayed. He said the fourth one, the believers have succeeded, is in contrast to we used to belie or deny the day of resurrection. And he smiled and said, the Quran is filled with treasures. We just have to dive for them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Shaykh Shinqiti, Hafizahullah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Shaykh Shukri for sharing this beautiful experience of his. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be among those who can benefit from who can benefit from the scholars of this deen, and who learn from them, and who practice what they learn. Because at the end of the day, it is a question of practice. So the fourth thing we learned was, what helps us is to enter Jannah, is to make sure we pray, to feed the poor, to pay zakat, and to stay away from all kinds of useless talk and useless and pointless activities. Obviously, that refers to anything which is also haram. But even if it is not haram, anything which is useless, anything which has no real value, this is something that Islam encourages us and prohibits us from indulging in. And this is because this time is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I did not create the time. You and I have no control over the time. Our lifespans and our time is something which is minallahi ta'ala, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and his glory and mercy that he gave us this time. And it is therefore incumbent upon us to ensure that we use this time in the best way, and we use this time in a way which is beneficial for us and for everybody else, and not just waste that time indulging in things which have absolutely zero value. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in that way, and to keep us on the straight path and this path of steadfastness, and to take us in a state when we are on this path. Wa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.